Guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's talk is going to be all about how to finish what you start. I know it's an exciting topic because a lot of us are very entrepreneurial minded and we're always kind of chasing after different things. And there's a lot of different ways to make money on the internet and to help people solve their problems via the internet. So I want to talk about something I've been struggling with for a long time, ever since I started as an entrepreneur, as an internet marketer, is starting on a project and not finishing it. So first of all, I want to make very clear as to how you go about doing a project in the first place. So it's a 7-step process, and it starts out with research. So the key behind any project you want to start is researching. And you first want to research how to do it right. So how, like, other people that are successful with that business model have done it correctly. So if you want to go out and make a website to teach somebody, you know, how to work out, you want to look at other workout sites and look, you know, in your specific workout niche and your fitness niche, and you want to figure out how are they doing it? What is their sales funnel like? What are their graphics like? What is their branding like? What are their pages? What kind of content do they have? What does it sound like? What does it read like? What are their YouTube channels, podcasts, blah, blah, blah. So you want to look at all your different competitors in the space and your specific niche. And I really do recommend niching down as far as you can. But to look at other people in your niche broadly and specifically and see what they're doing, and put all the links to their different content channels in a spreadsheet for yourself. This will help you understand what you're going to have to do to create a similar or better project than them. A better business. Okay, so you want to do that. You want to also research all the different types of keywords you want to be targeting. So use a tool like KW Finder. And KW Finder is really cool because it gives you all the related keywords to the main keyword you type in. So you can look at all the different types of keywords that are out there. It gives you autocomplete suggestions. It gives you questions. So it gives you a search engine results page answers. So it's a really cool tool to use. I highly recommend it. And definitely check that out. KW Finder. So yes, definitely do your research on your competitors and the keywords you want to target. And then once you get that, and it's pretty simple to go out and find, you know, the content that you want to make. So in order to make content that's better than what's out there, start by searching what content's out there right now. So you just, whatever the topic keyword is, go to KW Finder and search the other keywords that are relevant to that keyword, and then search who's ranking on the first page of Google for that keyword, and pull the first few results up, read the blog articles, watch the videos, whatever it is, and see what they've done, and then see if you can make it better somehow, adding something in, or, you know, taking something out, making it simpler. There's different ways to make things better, but I think the average content length that ranks on the homepage, the first page of Google, is around 3,000 words. So keep that in mind. All right. And yeah, that's about it. So you just want to make sure that you research everything and that you really plan things out properly. So using a spreadsheet is my main best suggestion for planning things out properly. And that's what I do now. And so before I even get into the website whatsoever, I fill out a spreadsheet with all these details I'm talking about. Competitors, all their channels, and then keywords and all the different content topics I want to come up with. And then I want to come up with the organization structure of my WordPress website. So it's all about your categories, you know, your tags. It depends on the niche and what that is, but mostly it's categories and subcategories, and then tags. If you have, you know, a product that you're selling, there's certain different features or variants of that product that you want to suggest as a comparison tool. You can have comparison tools, a plugin set up on your website in the future. So definitely plan out your structure, your content structure on your website. Usually it's, you know, review articles, categories, best of articles, things like that. All right. So once you've really planned everything out properly, then you can go take action. So the building of the website should be the simplest stage at that point, because you've already done all your research. You know what content you need to make. You know how to make it better. You've planned it all out. And so you have this really clear map then for yourself to follow, which is awesome. So that's the key, in my opinion, to starting a project, because if you don't do that in the first place, you're probably going to run into all these roadblocks later on and trying to figure out what to do, and it's going to be super disorganized, and it's easier to get burnt out that way and or just not see any results from your work. So it's a good idea to know what keywords you're trying to rank for and how much search volume there is and how easy it's going to be to rank for. And of course, you want to go and try to find what backlinks that you should get that are going to boost you above those other rankings in the search engine's results page. And you can use a tool like Ahrefs, and Ahrefs is really cool because it tells you the backlinks your competitors get, and you can get a free trial of that. So it's a really good idea. A couple weeks free trial is plenty of time to do lots of research, and you can figure out what backlinks they get. So find the relevant sites that are the highest domain authority and go out and get those backlinks as well. Figure out how to do that. All right, the next thing is kind of just an obvious one, but a lot of people forget, but you have to take action every day on your project. If you go one day without taking action, you'll lose momentum. And really, taking action is as easy as simple as doing one thing, right? Baby steps. It starts with one thing. When you do one little thing, it leads to a lot more things, right? So it's amazing how much you can get done if you just focus on getting one little thing done every day, because once you start with that one little thing, you can get a lot more done after that. So just focus on baby steps. Just get one thing done. I was actually watching a movie last night, and it was a new Avengers movie, like, you know, a superhero team or whatever. And one of the newest superheroes was this guy who is like, who can run super fast. He got struck by lightning, and now he's just like lightning fast, you know? And he's kind of scared to go out and like fight these evil villains because he'd never done it before. And the guy, Batman, goes up to him and says, okay, listen, just save one person. That's all you need to do is just focus on saving one person, and that's it. And he said, once you save that one person, it'll just go from there. You know, it'll just start to flow. You'll just start to do it more. And that's exactly what the guy did. He just kind of messed with his mind. He said, okay, I'm just going to save one person. Just going to save one person. And then finally he did it, and he goes and he saves that one person, and he realized that it's not as bad as he thought it was going to be. And he went and saved like 20 more. And so it was really cool just to see that. And it's a perfect example of taking one little baby step, and then you'll be able to take a lot more because you're going to realize that it's so easy to actually do all this cool stuff. All right. So the next thing I have for this, how to finish what you start, is to have a deadline for yourself. I like to have a deadline of about 1 month out for each new website project, because I know that it usually takes a few weeks to get started and then a good week or so to get all the marketing and promotions going. So have a deadline about 1 month out. So I started this new authority site, and I started it early this month in November. So I have, the deadline is December. So I'm already, you know, way ahead on it, and I got tons of content written out, and it's really cool. And then, you know, the last week is probably going to be making videos and podcasts and stuff like that. So I'm really excited. So I'll keep you guys updated on that and how it goes. Number five, it's really cool to have a reward for yourself when you finish your project, like a vacation or some kind of excursion, fancy meal out, or if you want to buy something, buy that. But celebrate finishing your project. In fact, celebrate every little step of the way, because if you celebrate every day, you say, hey, I got this much done, let's go eat out, you know, it's going to trick your brain into thinking that it's a really awesome thing to get all this hard work done, and then the work doesn't seem so hard anymore because you know you're going to reward yourself afterwards. So I really like to do that. Have a reward for yourself when you finish a big project and you get the marketing promotions going and you outsource the day-to-day stuff. Go on a big vacation, take a few weeks off, and really enjoy yourself, because you'll probably start seeing some income from that project if you set it up right within the first few months, right? So definitely set that up. Number six is be prepared for the next steps, right? Because when you finish your website project and you get everything up and running, there are going to be next steps. There's going to be daily tasks. There's going to be marketing and promotions that you're going to have to do on a daily basis in order to get attention from the marketplace. So make sure that you have that laid out properly. You have to create a system that you can outsource. So social media, you have to create a system for outreach. You have to create a system for video production, audio production, blog content production. If you can just make a really simple system, and then, you know, once a week you can create 7 videos, and then you can turn those into MP3s, put them on a podcast, and then have a VA transcribe them and create a blog article out of them. If you can do that, you know, create the videos once a week, and then, you know what I mean, like you'll have a whole system so that you have a content creation and distribution system set up for yourself. And of course you need all the content topics you're going to talk about, but you know, if you have that system set up, you can take action. You can bulk your tasks into one day per week instead of every single day. And then in the future, it'll be way easier for you to get this work done. So just do that, create a system, and outsource it. And that's it. So definitely, guys, focus on finishing what you start. If you're going to start a project, no matter how grueling it seems and how, you know, unprofitable it seems, just finish it, put it up, don't take it down. You know, you can improve things over time. Just because it went up and it's disorganized doesn't mean you can't go through and fix things. You can delete stuff, you can re-add them, but don't tear it down. It's kind of silly. Even if your project seems unprofitable at first, it might be a way to, you know, make it more profitable in the long run. Just leave it going, and you can improve it. You know, don't make short-term decisions like, oh, you know, I'm this isn't going to be profitable, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to tear it down and throw it away. Because, you know, it's like the writer example, the writer who's always writing stuff and just crumpling up the whole paper and throwing it in the trash can. It's kind of silly. You know, you just wrote all that stuff. Instead of crumpling up and throw it away, maybe use it as an example, you know, later on or something like that. Keep it in a file somewhere so that you can use it if you want to come back to it. Because it's it's funny how our brains work as human beings. I think we tend to discount things when they're not perfect. And so being a perfectionist is really silly because, of course, you're never going to be perfect as a human being. So it's really good to keep swipe files on hand. So if you've done some writing or you've done put a website together, keep it as a swipe file. If anything, you know, you can refer back to it. You can, you know, take from it later on. So just never feel like the work you're doing isn't perfect and it isn't good enough. The work you do is awesome, and it really just depends on how much you practice. Okay. It's all about practice, 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 practice. Just think of yourself every single day as an entrepreneur. You have to be learning and you have to be executing. You have to be learning and doing, learning, doing, learning, doing. It's kind of like stepping with your right foot and stepping with your left foot. Stepping with your right foot is learning. Stepping with your left foot is doing. So, of course, you can also be teaching also, which is what I like to do. But learning and then doing should be a combination of like actually doing it and then teaching what works and teaching what doesn't work, you know, like sort of the documentation process like a scientist does when they go about writing out, you know, manuals. They document what they do and then they document the results. So just, you know, learn how other people are doing it and then do it and then document the results and teach. So it's kind of cool. It's a good process. Definitely follow that. Finish what you start. And then here's the other thing, just to throw that out there, is that you're never going to finish. Okay. The point of doing this kind of stuff is that there is no finish. There's just mini finish lines. There's milestones. The milestones are what you're doing. You want to get to those milestones. So every single milestone that you get to means there's going to be another milestone later on down the road. And yes, the law of diminishing returns comes into play eventually, where the more work you put into something, the less you really get as a return from it. But I think that's more a mental thing than it actually is a real thing. Sometimes we as entrepreneurs, we get more excited about things when it's new to us, right? So maybe starting something new, that new shiny object or whatever, is going to be more exciting emotionally to you at first. But don't fall for that, you know. Like the problem with that excitement is that it fades quickly. Okay, so that's what I've been struggling with for a long time. Is you get excited about a new project, you get started on it initially, you're excited about it, and then you dig into it, and it's hard work, and it's that slump before it becomes successful. That's where you tend to give up. Okay, so just know that the slump is always going to be there. Seth Godin calls it the dip, and then just make your way through it. And know that on the other side of that dip is monetary success. It's fulfillment. It's feeling really good. It's helping a lot of people solve their problems. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Definitely subscribe, like, comment, go to YouTube, check out the iTunes podcast. E-commerce Paradise is what it's called. I should have the blog up shortly. I have lots of good content on there, and working on a membership site so I can teach you guys more about e-commerce, affiliate marketing, and doing information products. We'll see you guys out there. Take care.